Good morning and welcome to the show today, View from Above. On today's show, we're talking about life requires vision. In your life, you need to have vision to know where you're going. It gives you direction. You know, I don't know if any of you have heard about Helen Keller. I'm sure some of you know of her, and she was quite an amazing woman. And she was born blind and deaf, really cutting herself off. It left her kind of isolated from the whole world. But luckily, she was able to learn how to communicate. She had a friend named Ann Sullivan, and Ann Sullivan would put her hand on Helen Keller's hand, and she would sign. And this would give the message of what was being said, and so she could communicate this way. Helen Keller went on to not only learn to sign like that, but she learned to speak. She became an incredible author and lecturer and had a lot of amazing opinions. And one of the things she said that I thought was really amazing and a great way to start off today's show, a reporter once said to her, "It must be awful being blind." And she replied, "No." She said, "It's awful to have sight but no vision." And that really punctuates how important it is. And I think when you look at Helen Keller's life, she went on to receive many awards. She wrote many books. She changed so many people's opinions and lives and was honored in so many incredible ways. And I believe it's because she was a person that had vision. She had true vision. And we all need vision. Now, God has created us all with a purpose. Each one of you has a purpose.
Right.
But when we understand our purpose, now we need vision. Because vision gives us direction of where we are going and what's going to happen along the way. Vision begins to put the purpose that God has created us with now into a context of how we're going to use that in our lives in amazing ways. I love that quote, don't you?
I love that. And Helen Keller was such an inspiration. And what I love about her, she's actually my big, just think about her, you know, yes, somebody else would be struggling and just talking about how bad it is not to be able to see, not to be able to hear, being totally isolated, thinking of people being depressed, you know. But instead, not only she found happiness, got out of darkness. She was a very spiritual person. She was a believer. She believed in God. And she believed in changing lives.
Yeah.
She changed her life, and she helped so many people to change theirs. I believe what happened is that she did not allow the victim mentality to press her down. She grabbed on the belief of the victory, grabbed on God, and she started pulling herself out, and she felt great power in it and became a voice and inspiration for many to find their way.
Yeah.
But having a vision is the most powerful and incredible thing that you have to have for your life. Let's talk about our experiences a little bit, and let's talk about how God drops guidance and little things here and there and visions for your life, and all you have to do is just to receive it, hang on to it, and do it.
I think we want to talk about, you know, how it's God that gives us vision. A lot of people don't understand that, because in the world they tell you to make a business plan and all the things you've got to do. You're talking about this the other day, how you got to have a business plan, but that's not the way God works. God creates us with a purpose, and then he begins to drop these clues, these visions on us, showing us who we are, what we can do, where we can go. And in the old days, it was the prophets that were receiving the vision from God, and then they would share that with the people. And sometimes the people were very receptive and excited about the vision that God had shared, and sometimes they decided, "I don't like this prophet. Let's get rid of him." But really, yeah, exactly. But really, I mean, vision is always coming from God. And that's what you were saying about Helen Keller, that she grabbed onto God. It doesn't come from your family. It doesn't come from your culture. It doesn't come from your traditions. It comes from God. That's where your vision comes from in life. And it's poured out upon you in amazing ways. God is pouring out His vision upon you every single day. He is revealing to you and showing you where you're going and who you're going to become. And all you have to do is grab onto. Don't let circumstances and situations hold you down. You can break free. And when you That's grab right. the vision of God, you will begin to break free in an incredible way. I remember Joseph. Joseph, the Joseph with many brothers and the coat of many colors. That Joseph. And he had a vision from God. He had a dream. And in that dream, it talked about him, that he was going to be a great leader, mm-hmm. that he was going to have incredible success, and even his brothers were going to bow down before him. That's how powerful he was going to be. And his father and
right.
mother. That's right. And so this vision went into Joseph's heart, and he now knew who he was going to be and where he was going to go. And success was written on his heart from that day forward. And it didn't matter all the other circumstances and situations he went through. It didn't matter that he was sold into slavery unfairly. Didn't matter that he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. Every single situation, he started to rise up out of that because that vision was written on the heart that he was going to be successful and great. And every time he started to just keep moving higher and higher until he reached his destiny, just the way God planned.
He was a good businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He was a visionary and a businessman. No matter what, he was able to bring success into everywhere he went. Yeah. Even prison started thriving when he was in charge of
yes.
it. Isn't it amazing? What did he do? First, he had a vision. He grabbed on the vision. And then he created a business plan. So you have to do things properly. Have a vision first. And then for that vision, you start creating step-by-step plan with God's help. Right? That's mm-hmm. the way it works. Because some people, you know, why they fail? Because they start, you know, going to many courses and taking this course and that course and following this guy and that guy. And, you know, they tell them, you know, these are the steps to create your life and to run your business. But if you don't have a vision, this plan goes nowhere. So vision first, grab onto it, feel it, become it, and then you will get the steps towards it.
Yeah. God revealed a vision to me many years ago when I was just a young, I was a young man, I guess I was probably 15 years old or something. And the day that that happened, as I remember back now, it felt almost like a daydream. And I saw myself living in California, and I saw myself driving a blue convertible. And I should tell you that I was living in Canada, in the far north, on a small farm. And, you know, so I didn't have exposure to big cities or all that stuff. But on this day, I saw this in this dream. I saw myself living in California and driving this blue convertible. And many years later now, I think it was 10 to 12 years later, I'm standing, looking out the front door of where I live in California, and I see my blue convertible, and it all came back to me. God reminded me at that moment that vision that I had was telling me where I was going. And everything in between had got me to that point. But God had revealed, this is who you are, this is where you're going.
Amen to that. Here
I was.
Amen to that. Driving your convertible?
Yeah, driving the convertible.
See, it's not a fantasy to be a person of vision. It's being a person of God and having the seed of who you are in your heart. And from that seed, the vision grows. I remember I was 15 years old, living in the Soviet Union, and all of a sudden I got this desire to go to America. I don't know where it came from, I don't know how it happened, but I became obsessed with this idea. I just wanted to come to America. That was driving my life, and look what happened. I grabbed on it so strongly. Today I live in America, and I praise God for bringing me mm-hmm. here, because I know without God it would not have happened.
Yeah.
Vision is important.
And you know, for the people, they probably don't know, there wasn't a lot of information about America. They weren't giving you news about that, right? So you probably just need to share that it was there was kind of a block of news.
Yeah, we lived behind the Iron Curtain. The only news we were getting from the government agencies, the only news we were getting from the newspapers that were only run by the government. So no word from America. But it was a dream. It was a dream to get out and just to be here. And you know what? It was so strong that I had to convince my entire family. I started early when I was 15, and we all came here. Amen. God is good.
And
God is
you were
good.
Delivered here.
Blessed and highly favored.
God gave you that vision in your heart, I believe.
It was
a burning desire that wouldn't be extinguished no matter what the situation. Even the fact that you didn't know anything about America, you still had this burning desire, and it was moving you forward. I know at home you have a burning desire, too. I know that God is revealing his vision to you of what your life is about.
Right.
Don't let the situation or the circumstances or the naysayers that are saying you can't do it stop you. Plenty of people told Liza, we're not going to America. Her parents told her we're not going to America. How many times? You know, and still, that desire would not stop. That fire would not be extinguished, and you just kept moving forward.
Fears were great. Just imagine. We didn't speak the language.
Yeah.
You know, and my father was always saying, even the street sweeper speaks English there. What are you going to do there? You know, so it's a bit of a challenge, and especially when you don't know anything about the country. But when God drops something in your heart, you know it's right. And every fear will crumble. You will overcome. Just hold on to the vision. The vision becomes a burning desire when you fuel the fire of love in your heart. And when God comes in and reveals what to do and how to do it, he also provides help along the way. He summons his angels. He sends people to help you on the way.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid. Have the vision. Follow your heart. You will succeed.
Yes, yes. Always. We have a story actually in the Bible. There's a lot of stories about where God has revealed vision, but this one is Abraham. And this is in Genesis chapter 15. And Abraham was following God. God was revealing a vision to him. Listen to this here. This is in verse 5. He says, "Then he brought him out and said, 'Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendants be.'" So God was speaking to Abraham and giving him a vision. Now at that point, Abraham was saying, "I don't have any descendants. I don't have an heir. I don't have any children." And God was telling him, "You're going to have a child. You're going to have a son. Not only that, come out here. Come out here. Take a look at all these stars. That's what your descendants will look like." He gave him a vision so he could now grasp onto that. And that began to affect Abraham in a very powerful way. It started to change his life and move him forward. God is doing the same thing in your lives as well.
Amen to that.
In amazing ways.
See, here's the beautiful part of your life. God is the revealer of dreams. He's a revealer of mysteries. He created you so he can walk with you, so he can improve your life, so he can give you success, so he can give you so much love, so he can improve you as a person on all levels, spiritual, physical, and financial. And he wants to do it for you and for all the people around you. He gives you hope. And hope is the spark of joy that will propel you forward. See, hope is important. And when vision drops into your heart, it gives you hope and ability to move forward. How do you do that? How do you receive the vision from God? How do you really know, you know, what you're supposed to do, who you're supposed to become? How do you become the person that God created you to do, to be?
That's a great thing. I'd love to know that. Well, actually, you know, it was interesting because God has revealed his vision to me many different ways. There were times in my life where I just began to tell people things, not understanding why I was saying it. Like 20 years ago, probably now, I began to tell people that I'm going to write books. Now, my grammar is horrible. My writing ability, my writing ability was non-existent.
Right.
You know, spelling, forget it. All these different things were against that. But for some reason, my mouth just began to tell people, I'm going to write many books.
I remember
talking to this stranger and just telling him, I'm going to write many books. And because he didn't know my abilities, he was like, wow, that's incredible. Yeah, you're going to write many books. He starts to agree with me, which tells me you should share your vision with people that agree with you, because that encouraged me.
Right.
And you were telling me how I had told you that. I'd forgotten.
I know. We were talking, you know, when we met, probably like a few days after we met, and Ted was telling me his story about, you know, he didn't do well at school because, you know, the school kind of failed him, couldn't teach him how to read even properly, not even write, you know. And lo and behold, then he announces, you know what, I'm going to write 4 books at least. And so, but you can't even write, you know.
Yeah.
How are you going to? Oh, I'm going to write books. And then I say, oh, what the books are going to be about? And he goes, probably about my life and what I'm going to do in life and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know what? We already wrote 2 books and we're working on the third one. I know more are coming.
And my point is that don't let obstacles and circumstances stop you from following the dream. I had a dream that I would live in California. Here I am. I had a dream that I would write books. God was putting these things in my heart. All the situations and circumstances fall away when you get a hold of that hope, when you let that vision begin to carry you higher.
Yes.
We're going to come back and talk more about this after the break. Welcome back to View from Above, and today we're talking about life requires vision, and we want you to understand what the vision is that God has for your life and how it will change the direction of your life. Now, before the break, we were talking about how do we get this vision from God, and I was saying how sometimes I just start speaking and saying things that seem ridiculous on some level, but yet it happens. And I have also a quote here talking, this is God speaking and telling us how we receive vision as well. This is in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. Then he said, hear now my words, if there is a prophet among you, the Lord make myself known in a vision and I speak to him in a dream. So he speaks to prophets. So sometimes there'll be somebody that will receive guidance and start to speak to you about, you've spoken guidance over people before. God has spoken to you and said, and you have given words, words over people about who they are and what they will become.
Right.
So that's one way to do it. Another way, let me read this verse from Job. This is 33 and verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. So while you're sleeping at night, God can come and begin to speak his vision into you. I know there have been many a morning where I woke up and began to talk about some things that I would be doing. And I didn't know, again, I was just, seemed like I'm just talking in the physical, it didn't make sense, but I know it was guidance that God gave me during the night while I was sleeping. You have received guidance on many occasions as well. You remember the time when we first met? You told me something much later that you saw when we first met.
Yeah, sometimes you don't feel like sharing right away. Just imagine I'm meeting this guy. You know, I don't know him. You know, in the physical, I didn't even like him that much. Honey, you're gorgeous.
No, it's true.
You're gorgeous. But I didn't even like him that much. And we didn't even talk for like 2 days. And But we were sitting next to each other in this workshop that we were attending. And then we had to do the exercise, you know, and when we did the exercise, we had to talk. So we started talking and we never stopped since. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of good. But then probably like our second meeting or the third, you know, when we started talking, interacting more, all of a sudden I'm seeing this vision. I'm seeing myself and Ted kind of in the spiritual bodies, you know, made out of light and coming together and kind of one is going through another and becoming one. I'm thinking, what is it? Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of was thrown back by this vision. I did not understand it completely because, you know, I was a bit green back then. Didn't share it with Ted, but I kept thinking about it and trying to understand it and so forth. And lo and behold, today we're married. So God already kind of was trying to tell me that you guys were meant to be together.
But you knew it meant that when you saw it, right?
Yes, I had the feeling. I knew it meant that.
She couldn't say anything because she knows guys are a little slow. It took me 4 years to catch up to what God had revealed to her right away. But that's the thing is when God gives us a vision, it's not happening tomorrow. I've had so many visions where I had to wait because it was many days from now that what he was showing me was going to take place. Back in 2006, he was talking to me about we were going to have a show and that we were, and I saw it as a radio show at the time. But here we are today, and now we have this show. I remember more than a year ago, God was speaking to me about how you were supposed to be at the front with me. The two of us were to be up here speaking together. And 6 months ago, I started getting that even stronger. Mm-hmm. And when I would tell you, it didn't make sense. You couldn't see how the two of us would both be at the front.
Until God gave me the dream. And the dream came probably 2 months ago already. Mm-hmm. I just woke up from this dream, and I saw ourselves as news anchors, right, at the set, like you see, you know, on TV, and we were talking and looking very professional and presentable, and the show was called View from Above. I woke up from the dream, I said, Ted, that's it, we're changing our format, we have a show, we're going to have a show, and it will be called View from Above.
Amen.
So God gives you dreams, visions, and he drops certain things into your heart. On some things, you need to start acting right away. Now, right now, we have understanding and knowledge and the feeling of what the dreams mean. See, God is a revealer of things. I want to continue repeat it to you. God is a revealer of mysteries. See, a lot of people think, oh, mm-hmm. God is the only one who knows things. Like, you cannot know all these mysteries. Not true. Not true. You need to start asking. He wants to reveal them to you, right?
Yeah,
he wants to reveal mysteries to you. That's why he's giving you the dreams. And that is the most beautiful thing because he is your father. He is your friend. He is your leader. He is your protector and the revealer of mysteries. So good dreams come from God. Reminds me of one interesting occasion that happened actually last week. With the client, and that kind of will reveal to you how important it is to pay attention to your dreams, because the dream is the shortcut to your conscious mind, to your from the spirit to your physical life. And here's the thing, very interesting thing. I was working with the client. She came, you know, to kind of do some spiritual cleansing and get some guidance. And it was her very first session with me. And she didn't know what it was about. It was just the beginning step towards opening her spirit to the possibilities of the world above. And then she shares this dream with me that she had 20 years ago, still remembers. It was very vivid, she said. She could not understand it, and here's the dream. She was going with the friends to the restaurant, mm-hmm. and she couldn't get in. The restaurant was very busy and so forth, and it was very dark, and she could see in the restaurant, and lo and behold, she saw the friend who passed away. The friend looked so beautiful, so gorgeous, dressed in a white dress, and the friend comes to her, and they kind of unite, and they say, oh, you're back, you're back. I'm so glad you're here, you're back. Because you're here, we can't get in today into the restaurant, but I want to do the celebration for you. So tomorrow, I'm going to create a party for you to celebrate your return. And the friend says, okay. So this girl, you know, in the dream starts organizing this party. And, you know, first thing she thinks, I need the designer's dress. I need to do my hair. In the dream, amazing things, huh? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen this way. The party is organized. She didn't have time to do her hair. She felt the dress was not good. She felt very bad, you know, about herself, about her outer appearance. And she just sits, you know, at the party she organized for the friend who returned from the dead.
The other side, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she feels down. And this friend comes to her and says, why are you so sad? She says, oh, I don't look the way I think I should look. I should look very glamorous. And they said, no, this friend says, all of this doesn't matter. Come and follow me. She takes her hand and takes her somewhere. This girl wakes up. The fear hits her. Because she didn't understand this dream, she thinks she's going to die.
Yeah.
The friend came from the other side to take her. Bam, that's it. And she was like 20-something years old at the time, right? So she starts doing all the things that, you know, Russian culture, tradition, you know, kind of teaches you. She washes her face, you know, so the dream will
be,
so the dream will wash away. She started going to psychics, to all the, you know, voodoo masters and people. And gosh, they took her so many rituals, told her that the dream is a curse. You know, it was so horrible how scared she was.
Mm-hmm.
But the dream stayed with her. Our audience and members of Golden Heart, you know what the dream means, right? It was not the dream of death. It was the dream of angel coming from the other side, trying to help her to get out of the physical world, which is not important in the spirit. In the spirit, you always look beautiful and radiant. And the angel was trying to take her on the path of her destiny.
And this was really the vision of God being revealed in this dream for this lady's life.
Right.
And because she woke up and instead she took it as a bad thing.
Right.
She would wait it all this time. But the interesting thing was, you don't lose it, because you're 20 years later now. She stayed with her. She shows up at your
place. And when
place,
she was sharing it with me,
and
she was crying.
This dream.
It was so vivid 20 years after.
So the plan and the vision of God wasn't gone. It wasn't lost. You didn't miss it. You still have a chance.
I'm into
20
that.
Years later,
right.
She's now at the place where she needs to be so that she can begin to grow and change her life and have that spiritual life and that relationship with God that God had always planned. And this is the thing, is that God, when he's giving us visions, they're not happening right tomorrow when it's a vision for our life. These are things, as I said, for me, when I was talking about us having a show, that was 10 years ago.
Right.
It was a 10-year plan, and I was preparing for it. When he showed Eliza the vision of the two of us being together when we first met, that wasn't for right that moment. That was for days to come. That was a 4-year plan that he was showing her. And as we have these plans that he's revealing to us, we just have to keep following the guidance, listening, and not forgetting that we're on a path to something incredible in our lives.
Amen to that. Amen to that always. And see how God comes to you and sends his angels in his dreams, sends people who already have understanding and knowledge to help you to get where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
See, you are the only expert on your life. God created you. He prepared the plan, and he wants to reveal it to you today, every day. All you have to do is just open your heart, invite God into your life, and start following him, asking him for guidance. He will start dropping dreams into your life. He will start dropping revelations. Synchronicities will become to happen. You just need to listen. Your heart will guide you to where you're supposed to be.
So visions will come to us. Sometimes we will just speak them. As I was telling you, I started to talk about writing books. Visions will come to us. Sometimes you'll have a vision like Liza did while she was awake, or a daydream like I did, where I was dreaming about living in California. Sometimes it'll be a dream that God gives you that just sticks with you and stays with you. And within that dream are the answers to the vision of your life. So there are all these different ways that God is revealing his vision for our life. We have to know that he's got a vision for you, and he's taking you to amazing places. Let me read a scripture here. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. And it's talking about Jesus, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So from the beginning of time, God created the plan. He created us with a purpose. And it's not by what we have planned, not the business plans that we have put together and all that kind of work. It's by these visions that God reveals. Now he shows you where you're going and what you can do. I know some of the things that God showed me years ago made absolutely no sense to me. How could I possibly write books when I didn't have the skill? But yet he provided a way and he showed me that was possible. I know that when Liza and I first met, she's probably thinking, there's no way I could marry this guy. But here we are.
Oh, no.
Because it was And here we are. It was meant to be. And that's true of many of the visions that God, when Abraham got this vision about having descendants, he was not a young man. He was over 75 years old, and God is telling him he's going to have a kid still. His wife was like, what, 65? So in the physical, it doesn't look possible, but all you have to know is that when God shows it to you, it creates that burning desire in your heart. It's going to come to pass. What's required of you now is to keep following God and listening and walking with him, because he will lead you into that incredible life that you are seeing in your dreams. You'll begin to live the life of your dreams in all way, at all times.
Amen. You know, how many people are flying in their dreams, right? Especially when you're young. You're flying. What do you think it means, huh? Flying means going higher and higher and higher, connecting to your spiritual path. For some reason, when we get older, so many people start falling. What does that mean? It might mean that you're going in the wrong direction, that you kind of separated from your spiritual path. I want you to believe that you can fly. When you start flying in the spirit, God will take you to the place where you belong. God will reveal the mission to you. God will give you the purpose, and God will give you the plan for your life. Because I believe God created everybody, Ted, me, all of you, with a great plan, great purpose. See, God is orchestrating things. See, he knows how to play everything and bring it into a beautiful harmony. I'm just one person. Ted is another. You are other people in his orchestra. Let's make music. Let's produce incredible heavenly music together. Because if all of us are tuned in into the same source, receiving great guidance for our life, we will move this puzzle together. Together, we create a beautiful world and a beautiful symphony.
Well, to sum things up, I got one more quote for you. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So if we're following the vision of God, that means that the plan is all working together. Everybody is working, everything is working together for your good. All the resources are there. You have abundance. The way is open. Right. All you need to do is capture that vision so you can begin to follow in that and know that all things are working together for good.
And God is putting on my heart right now to do a prayer with you, to propel your vision, to move you forward. So right now, wherever you are, not only if you're driving, if you're sitting somewhere at home listening to us or watching, close your eyes and connect to your heart. And ask God to come into your heart, into your body. Invite him to lead you forward on your path. And right now, from your heart, start feeling the vision, the purpose that he put on your heart. And start receiving his guidance on how to walk your dream, or how to fulfill your mission. And right now, I believe and declare that God is taking down all these strongholds, taking down all the walls. So the way is open. I re-energize your vision in the name and the power of Jesus, and I proclaim that you're blessed and highly favored. I rebuke the fear. I take out the insecurity, and I put in the great power of love that will take you where you're supposed to be. You are blessed and highly favored, guided by the hand of God. Know and believe that your vision is true. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Now open your eyes, amen. Rejoice, and know that you're on the right track. And God is aligning all the things to happen for good, so you can achieve and be what He created you to be.
Thank you for joining us today on View from Above. Next week, we're talking about miraculous conception. There are many wonderful couples out there that are having difficulty conceiving and creating a family. And God has answers for you. And next week, we're going to have a special guest on that talks about her experience. And we'll tell you what's really happening in the spiritual. And we'll open the way. And this is not only for those wonderful couples who want to start a new family, but it's also for anybody, whatever you're conceiving, whatever your dream is that you're trying to manifest, this will help you too. So please tune in, and we'll see you next week on View from Above. Thank you.
Stay with us. It will change your life. We love you, and God loves you. Be blessed.